Tosca, retold by Sally Gardner, read by Amelia Fox. I am falling. I will fall for all eternity. Only one man can save me. My love. My destiny. My end. In my wingless flight, I see the truth of my days spread out before me. The passion that burns at my very core is cooled on the breeze, filled with the scent of wild thyme. I am the dying nightingale, whose song is more powerful than that of other birds, for it has no tomorrows in its wings. Life taught me how to sing. Passion taught me how to kill. Love taught me how to fall. Here I am, suspended between heaven and earth. There is a half-finished painting, a portrait of the Madonna, in the church of San Andrea della Valle. The artist is my lover. I often meet him there. Today, the church doors are locked. I hear a soft voice, the rustling of fabric. Is he unfaithful to his Tosca? Mario? Mario? Mario is his name. Such a brave, noble man. Never before have I loved anyone with such intensity. I know he loves me. Still, I fear losing him. It makes no sense. Tell me, is all love madness? He opens the door, and his gentle voice cools the fire of my jealousy. Once again, I am happy, for tonight we can be together in our little house, our hidden secret. I think of what the full moon will bring in the quiet of the country, with stars for our covering. How I wish he had trusted his Tosca with the truth. Alas, the passion in me that he loves makes him fearful to confide in me. Born on the cooling wind of my fall, I realize it was revolution, not art, that ran hot-blooded through his veins. I care little for such things. Wars are but brutal prison bars on men's freedom. As I leave, I see the painting. I am ebony-haired with dark, fiery eyes, while this is of a golden angel. I know her. It is the Marchesa, and I can tell she's in love with him. The flame that was quiet in me once more ignites. Desperately, he asks me, why am I so jealous? I was born with a restless spirit, possessed by passionate storms. Only Mario understands me. It is his sweet voice that once more soothes the tempest of my soul. Forgive me, I say. But still, as I leave, I ask him to make the eyes darker. It is chaos at the theatre. The rumour is that Napoleon has lost the battle. I have no choice. The caged bird will sing well into the early hours for the royal celebration. There is no time to lose. I must tell Mario. I hear a cannon fire. A prisoner has escaped the fortress, but I think nothing of it, longing to feel Mario's arms around me, to hear the promise of the night in his voice. But when I arrive at the church, he has vanished. His painting of the blue-eyed Madonna mocks me. I cry to Mother Mary, all my fears return to haunt me. I see him wrapped in the arms of a golden angel. Oh, sweet heavens, don't let my love be unfaithful to me. How can I live without his caress? Little do I know that from behind a pillar, Scarpia, the chief of police, is listening. Tosca, angel, he says,